I'm just heading down to Plymouth on the M5 on a pretty miserable January morning. I'm going to meet up with Matthew Ponting, who's one of the creative directors of Photo Now. I'm going to hear about the organisation and some of the things they get up to.
Hi, Matt.
So, give me an idea of the kind of work that you do.
Matt and I started working together in Liskeard on a youth project, and photography had been chosen as the tool by the government somehow to get them back into employment and education.
When was that?
This was in 2008. Most of the ideas that we've been trying to get done over the last 4 years are ones which are mapped out from driving in a Fiesta from Falmouth up to Liskeard a couple of times a week. But it's all started from there. I mean, our first projects were based around camera obscuras and using them in local heritage centres and getting the young folk on the course to set them up, invite people into the free experience. They'd understand the basics of photography. Communication for them was probably the asset that we were trying to facilitate them to try to learn, because that's the transferable skill side of things. But it was in that sort of process of mobility and the fact that in the Southwest you don't have spaces that you can go and work in, there isn't an infrastructure that you can really respond to. It's very DIY, so you have to learn a real resilience. But it's good because it makes you come up with interesting tricks with photography about how to go out and engage audience rather than become quite insular.
You know, education's one element, but seeing photography growing in Plymouth is the other, and David Chandler is now a professor at the university, and so you've got two photography degrees here, students deciding to stay. I'm starting to sense a space where we can really operate successfully, actually, in probably the same way that Photo Gallery in Cardiff work or Photo Works in Brighton.
But the aim is to get a lot of photographic activity happening with a lot of different people so that it's not happening in very exclusive, insular and quite elitist types of places. As long as that's the four, then I'm no doubt that everything will work out fine, really.
So the camper obscura is a large part of that.
Mm. It's done that well.
Do you want to just say a bit about how that came about?
When we were running these schemes, we were always trying to find new ways of taking camera obscuras out to public spaces, and we were guided towards a piece of funding to do a project in Devonport about a heritage trail. And heritage is often kind of contrived as a very fixed sort of response for a piece of sculpture or a plaque or a physical object. So the camera obscura was a kind of response to creating mobile heritage in a place where most people probably don't engage at all with photography or creative arts too often, and being able to go out to them. And the camera obscura was stimulated a bit along the way by another chance encounter with an old guy in Liskeard called Derek Swindley, who'd ran a camera obscura in a caravan in the late 1970s and early 1980s and gone around to car parks. Just ran it as a free experience for people to drop in on. So there's a kind of combination between a few things we were already doing, a few things we were already thinking, some meetings, and it popped out in the shape of an old Volkswagen 1986 that we got from eBay in Liverpool. Where is the big box of portraits?
It's over here, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the pink box. The campus had about 15,000 people pop on it in the last 2 years. But you meet interesting people. This woman that's worked at Photo Works. I forgot, Rebecca Drew. I don't know where they come from or where they go to. These ones are from Photo Month, I think, because that was a day when I couldn't get the exposures quite so good. Yeah, you feel like the mission is kind of being accomplished, that lots of people are having experiences of photography. They're talking about it as a medium, they're talking about how they're using it, you're talking about different types of photographic cultures, and you're embedding within them the importance of photography within visual culture and in their lives socially.
Yeah, I think there's more and more little mobile projects appearing. When we were at Margate, there was a project called Dark Van. The guy was called Sebastian. He was doing wet collodion printing in the back of his van, and Caravan Gallery, obviously, it's been around for a while, and we hope to maybe collaborate with them. But
this is a good example of kind of the weirdness that you get with camper. You've got the guy who's drifting by with his guitar, you've got the schoolboy who's passing by himself, you've got the charity fundraiser out there trying to generate some money for the monkey sanctuary. So you've got the person in the monkey suit, What Camper does really well is it brings all these kind of disparate people who wouldn't necessarily have a reason to meet each other to have this shared experience, and it's cool because the shared experience is based on photography. And this kind of gets repeated everywhere we go. You just get the most surprising combinations of people who might have quite a lot of prejudices sometimes. I mean, I remember a day up in Devonport Park, which is a part of Plymouth, and literally the people who came off were two groups of young mothers and two local drunks from the park. And because they'd all gone into the camper at different stages and sat in the dark together, that when they got off the camper, they were kind of surprised to see each other, but it was really good because they just talked about photography. And that's what camper does really well. It breaks down barriers, I think, between people.
We went on a really useful research tour in July where we went to Open Eye Gallery, Belfast Exposed, then down through to Dublin to see the festival there. And it was great to spend time with organisations that have been going for 25, 30 years, and knowing we're 4 years in of where we might head to. I think that was really useful.
I think also understand that you're operating in a very different era.
Yeah.
This photography does not function in that 1970s kind of way. It doesn't work like that anymore. So we have to take a very different approach, and that might be a slower approach, but ultimately I think that's a more sustainable approach and a more thorough understanding of what we're trying to do with photographic medium.